Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
A groovy start to a Thursday morning, jamming out. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom, of course, is taking a few days off this week. Much deserved rest. I'm in studio and enjoying every second. And Chad Hirschberger is broadcasting from his basement.
And I'm enjoying every second, too.
Right? We're having a great time. Now, I'm so impressed with Claire. Is she there? Does she have her microphone?
She is. Let's see if this works.
Can you hear me?
Good morning, Claire.
We need to turn your pot up there. Go ahead. Try again.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. I'm so impressed with you up and out of bed bright and early to join us.
And dressed. I am still in my comfy clothes.
What? This girl is going places, Chad. Good job, Dad.
I try.
So, I guess...
Just say good morning to everybody, Claire.
Good morning to everybody.
We're going to hear from Claire later. I have a feeling that there are some good jokes on the way, especially once brother Aaron gets up and out of bed. And then also some...
to do birthday buddies.
Perfect. Morning. Perfect, perfect. I am here for it. I guess, Chad, we need to chat a little bit right away this morning about sort of the elephant in the room, or donkey.
Or the donkey. Or, hey, I wanted to ask you yesterday, did you find out who won that mayoral election?
Oh my gosh, hold on. I need to Google that. Ooh, the mayoral election in, what was it, Rabbit, Kentucky, where there was a donkey and a whole bunch of dogs and cats and rabbits and things going on. I need to Google that, and we will chat about that later this morning. I do not know.
Find out, you know, get the breaking news sounder out.
Absolutely. Well, I'm waiting on pins and needles, of course, for us to find out who our next president is going to be.
Yeah, and we still don't know. And you know what? That's okay. One thing that I think is really great, everybody did their job. They went to the polls on Tuesday, and now we wait for the results. But so far, from what I've heard, it's been calm. We are all just waiting. There has not been unrest because we don't have a winner yet. Because you know what? We know that we live in a democracy, and this is how it works.
I think there were a couple of things that popped up in the southern portion of the United States, but no large scale riots, which we don't want to have. You and I were chit-chatting a little bit bright and early this morning about how anxious we all feel.
Yeah, I blame social media and our instantaneous culture.
I think you're right, because we're used to getting everything right away so fast. I mean, look, you asked me, oh, what about that election in Kentucky? Oh, hold on, I'll Google it. We'll talk about it in a couple minutes. I can Google that in 30 seconds and find out exactly what I need to know. Democracy is a process and takes time. I read a great article yesterday. It was written by a psychologist from New York University, I believe. And he basically said, we all just need to take a breath, step back, maybe go for a walk, put down our cell phones, stop watching the news. This is all part of the normal process. And if we think back to that 2000 election between Bush and Gore, that took months. That took, what, 8, almost 9 weeks?
So, yeah, it was about mid-December, whenever we finally found out. Mm-hmm. And that was decided in the Supreme Court, where all the information that I've heard in the last day or so, everybody, all the pundits think that it's not going to end up in the courts. We just need the time to count the votes. You know why? Because a lot of people voted.
Which is amazing.
And people took it seriously, and if they felt like they were uncomfortable not going to the polls on the day of the election day, they got the mail-in ballots, and that's what we're counting. In Pennsylvania, we have under a million mail-in ballots yet to count. Let the people count them, and let's get the accurate results.
Yeah, and actually, one of our journalist friends, Nikki Cries from WNEP, she did a great story on how ballots are being counted in Pennsylvania, specifically in our area, and showed just the security measures that they are taking once the ballots were received and then how they're opened. And there are teams of people taking care of this, but they're doing so in locked rooms. So there's really no funny business going on, at least from my perspective. And we just need to be patient and wait it out.
And people need to understand, too, that in some states, Pennsylvania included, we do not count mail-in ballots ahead of time.
No, we don't.
So they wait till election
yep.
day to do that.
Yep.
Now, should they change that? Yeah, that's debatable. And that's I would be okay if they decided, okay, we'll start counting the day before or whatever. But that's not the rules right now. So we follow the rules we have and we wait.
And every single state is different. So like you pointed out in Pennsylvania, we wait until after the election and then we start to count everything. So I think within the next few days, my guess, oh, maybe we should take bets when we'll know. My guess all along had been we won't know till Friday.
The Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, I saw her being interviewed live last night on TV. And she said initially she thought maybe till Friday, but the vote count was going faster than she had thought.
Oh, good.
And we could have a result in Pennsylvania by today.
Well, I know the instant we have a result, our Mark Lawrence and news team on WKOK, they will be on top of it and get that breaking news out the instant we know that there's president.
Yes, absolutely. And if you are a member of any of the platforms with news alerts from Sunbury Broadcasting, I'm sure you'll get that via that method, too.
Exactly. Well, we'll be talking more about this all morning long. Of course, hear from Claire and some good news as well. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning with Chad Hirschberger filling in on 94KX. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. I'm in the studio. Tom is taking some well-deserved time off this week, and Chad Hirschberger is broadcasting from his basement along with his daughter, Claire. Good morning to you both again.
Good morning. Good to be with you again. Hey, if you did not look outside, if you're just waking up, make sure you check out the sunrise. Beautiful one this morning.
Oh, that's wonderful. I wish I had a window.
They need to put a skylight in there for you.
Ooh, that's a great idea. I think today's going to be a beautiful day. Another mild day as we head towards the weekend, Chad. And then did you see the weekend forecast? It's going to be in the 70s.
I know. Isn't that great? I want to get some yard work done. As a matter of fact, I am going to do some later today because I knew it was going to be nice and warm.
Great idea. Great idea. I think I'm probably going to take a walk later on today, take the pups out, let them run around up at the farm, and maybe do a little fall cleanup myself. The leaves are everywhere. I have to admit it.
Hey, speaking of farms.
Oh, boy.
We have a farm-themed dad joke today. Actually, we have two. I have one and Claire has one.
Oh, all right. Perfect. Let's hear from Claire.
I have to tell you, I got some feedback yesterday.
Okay.
That the dad jokes are good. They're popular. Made people laugh on the way to work. So
isn't that what we're here for? A little entertainment as you get up and you get going and you're kind of taking that first sip of coffee or tea. Maybe you're a little tired. It's Thursday. It's towards the end of the week. You're like, oh, almost Friday. A good punny joke, if you will, makes everyone smile.
And I was looking at the back of this book and it says, nobody said these jokes were good. Seriously, they're awful. That's what makes them awesome.
Pretty much.
So here's mine, and then Claire has one for you, too. But actually, let's let Claire go first. Claire, you want to do your joke first?
Sure.
Get your microphone on. Go ahead.
Go for it, Claire.
If you have 10 apples in one hand and 14 oranges in the other, what do you have?
If you have 10 apples in one hand and 14 oranges in the other, fruit salad?
Really, really big hands.
Yes, you do. Bravo.
So, Laura, a father and a son were on a road trip when they saw a whole field of livestock. The dad pointed out the window and said, oh, look, a flock of cows. The son shook his head. Herd of cows, he corrected his father.
Mm-hmm.
Herd of cows, the dad said. Of course I've heard of cows. There's a whole flock of them right there.
What? They're so dumb.
They
why am
awful.
I laughing?
Right.
Oh, gosh. All right. Tell Claire to do me a favor. Pick out another joke, one more, for later on before they head to school. And tell her to go wake up that brother to help us out with birthday buddies coming up in about an hour, okay?
And if you have a birthday today, get them in to Laura in the studio.
Yes.
So we can read your birthday. You can be one of our local celebrities today.
Yes, yes, yes. Also, if you want to give us a call, the Ford Fun Line is always open at 1-800-326-94KX. You can text us at 49330 or message on the 94KX Facebook page. News, sports, and AccuWeather, of course, are coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning with Chad and Claire, too, on 94KX.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
It never ceases to amaze me the things that kids can do. Ellen DeGeneres actually made an entire career almost based upon showcasing kiddos, the videos that their parents put out on social media, and then bringing them onto her show to do awesome stuff. I don't know if you've heard about this, Chad, but there is a 5-year-old boy who recently set a Guinness World Record by identifying 50 cartoon characters in less than a minute.
Wow.
I know, pretty impressive, right?
It's good to have life goals.
Well, I kind of was surprised that this was a Guinness Book of World Records, but then when I started reading the article and looking at it, I guess it's a thing when it comes to pop culture and the Guinness Book. If you can do something and do something quickly, you can set a world record.
Like hot dog eating.
Yes. So if Claire is still there.
She is.
I actually.
She's been right by my side all morning.
I think maybe she could beat this kid. Like we should have her. Yeah.
Cartoon characters, Claire. She's shaking her head. Radio, you have to talk. This isn't TV, kiddo.
Oh, there you go. That's broadcasting lesson number one of the day. You can't just nod your head or shake your head. You have to say yes or no.
Do you think you could do 50 characters, Claire?
No.
Let's see. Oh, I have to turn you on. Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
No.
No, you don't think so?
Were they old-time characters or were they new-time characters?
Okay, so they were all, and I have some audio that we'll play in a second. So they were all different, actually. So it kind of started with Yogi Bear, which you and I both know, but Claire might not necessarily know. But then it also included characters from Paw Patrol, the Flintstones, Dora the Explorer, the Powderpuff Girls. So, I mean, it went from old to new.
So a plethora of classic and new cartoon characters. 50, that seems like it could be easy. I don't know.
Well, he's 5. Take a listen.
King Ken, Daffy Duck, Scooby-Doo, Dexter, Mighty Mouse, Chase, Space Razor, Viper, George Edson, Marshall, Gummy, Blossom, Boots, Fat Abyss, Yogi Bear, Grover Fitter, Goofy Dog, Ice Spotter, Mickey Mouse, Marshall, Bug Bunny, Buttercup, Cottage, Daddy Pig, Mojo Jojo, Boo Boo, Gold Runner, Rocky, Shaggy Rabbit, Chico, George, Lego Dragon, Jerry, Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
No, we were talking about instantaneous stuff last half hour.
Yeah.
So I had my eye exam last week.
Okay.
And they did the colorblind test.
Mm-hmm.
And it got frustrating because she kept flipping them like as fast as we heard the kid doing that. And it was like, I'm like, just slow down. I want to look at them so I can give you an answer. And I feel like, man, he did a great job because that was quick flipping.
It was.
And he came up with those answers very quickly.
And some of them I didn't know. So, I mean, I know who Space Ghost is, but that's almost a more mature cartoon from a while ago. So
Right. Good
job to that little kid. I don't know. I thought it was neat and it's something to talk about other than the election. So we could all use that.
And cartoons, they're fun. I enjoy watching cartoons even now. And the thing that bothers me, though, is these kids like mine don't understand the joy of getting up on a Saturday morning mm-hmm. and running downstairs to watch the cartoons because there's channels with cartoons on all the time now. And that used to be such a fun thing. Oh, it's Saturday morning cartoon time. Let's run and watch cartoons.
And that was kind of like the window that you watched TV as a little kid. You'd run downstairs, exactly. You'd be in your PJs, you'd eat your cereal, and you'd sit and you would watch cartoons, whatever was on. You had to wait through the commercials. But the commercial showed you what you wanted to ask for Christmas or for your birthday or whatever. And then you just kind of had that slow Saturday morning.
Do you have a favorite cartoon, Laura?
Oh, wow. You're putting me on the spot. Oh, I'm going to have to think about that. We could talk about that later. Actually, that could be a question of the day. That's a great idea.
I think it should be.
Yeah. What's your favorite cartoon? And here comes Mark Lawrence. I don't think Mark Lawrence watches cartoons.
I don't watch any cartoons.
No cartoons? None?
Used to like Elmer Fudd, but I've moved on to CNN, stuff like that.
Chad, do you have a favorite cartoon?
Well, the one that came to mind is something that I showed my kids. We got it on DVD. It was a show that was on when I was a kid called Shirt Tales.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to think about this.
Really was cool.
I can't answer right now, but we're going to post that up on the 94KX Facebook page, and maybe we'll hear from our listeners.
Like you did on me.
Talking about an amazing kiddo who could name 50 classic and current cartoons in under a minute, set a Guinness Book of World Records, and now we're talking cartoon nostalgia. Chad, I just needed a couple of minutes to think about my favorite cartoons from when I grew up.
Scooby-Doo.
Nope. I was an 80s kiddo, so...
Well, Scooby-Doo has been around a long time.
He has, and I did appreciate Scooby-Doo, but my favorite...
Smurfs.
I did love the Smurfs. I did love Fraggle Rock, which was Muppets, not a cartoon. My all-time favorite, though, Rainbow Bright and My Little Pony.
My Little Pony, that fits you to a T.
I know. It really does. Who knew that I would go from watching cartoons to basically having a whole flock of horses as opposed to a herd?
What's going through my head right now is...
On the theme song.
You know, I tell you what, just a couple of minutes ago I walked outside. It's beautiful out. It's crisp. It made me feel alive. And now that I heard that, I'm like, this is going to be a great day.
I love this. Yay.
Should I do this? La 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 la
la la la la la. La 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 la. I bet so many people listening could chime in on some of these classic cartoon theme songs. Our question of the day spontaneously is, what is your favorite cartoon, adults and kiddos alike? Mine is My Little Pony, Rainbow Bright. I also, Chad, was a super fan of She-Ra and He-Man.
Yeah, that's a good one. When you said super fan... I loved the Super Friends when I was growing up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So not to put you on the spot, but if you don't mind my asking, remind me again, how old are you?
I am in my 40s.
Okay. Okay.
Very close to 50.
Okay.
About a year and a half left.
All right. So I thought maybe that put us about, it seems like we're about 10 years apart in terms of cartoons.
I think we did that math one day that... I think I'm about 10 years older than you, and you're about 10 years older than Matt Catrillo.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, Matt the News Guy and I are 10 years apart. You and I are 10 years apart. And then
Tom and I are about 10 or 15.
Yep, exactly. We did do that math one day. Either way, check out the 94KX Facebook page. Of course, it's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. We're asking folks, what is your favorite cartoon? I feel like every once in a while as an adult, it's okay to kick back and watch some cartoons. But now
once in a while, you should do it daily.
I like it.
You know another one I just thought of?
Which
one? When I was in college, we would run home from class to watch Animaniacs.
Oh my gosh. My husband, Keitho, he is a super fan of all of the sort of more adult-centric cartoons. So he loves Bob's Burgers. He loves Rick and Morty. The Simpsons have been just okay. South Park we like, but he loves Archer. Have you ever watched that?
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Danger Zone. It's totally inappropriate. But
is
not,
he a Family
not for
Guy
kids.
Fan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Now, are we ready to put Claire on the spot?
I think so. She's been thinking, like, for the last 20 minutes.
Okay, so we need to know, Claire.
And, I mean, her repertoire of cartoons is smaller than yours and mine, Laura, so...
Let's hear it.
Kiddo? Tell everybody.
I was thinking, and I couldn't decide between Peppa Pig and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, cool. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog, hot dog. I love Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So do my nephews.
You know, sometimes in life, I just want to go, oh, toodles.
Oh, toodles. Actually, do you know what's funny? My friend Liz, her son, Noble, is into Peppa Pig. Like, he loves Peppa Pig. But it's a British cartoon. Peppa Pig has a British accent. And every once in a while, she realized that she needed to kind of, like, cut the Peppa Pig viewing because he started saying certain things in a British accent. It was really funny.
Or they'll call things by their British name. Like, could you please hand me my... I can't think of a good one.
Me neither. I'm not good at British English.
Can you please hand me my slicker so I could go out in the rain?
Yes, there you go. My slicker instead of, like, my coat, my rain jacket. So she realized that she needed to mix up the Peppa Pig viewing with, like, some Paw Patrol or something else. Because she's like, oh, I'm turning my kid into a little Brit.
Or if you watch Peppa Pig and then watch Dora the Explorer, you'll have international children.
Yes, indeed. And I think that is A-okay. Learn a little Spanish, learn a little British. Fine by me.
Backpack, 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 backpack.
Well, we will keep on checking on social media. People are commenting already. Of course, Birthday Buddies is coming up next, so you can scream and shout right along with Claire and her brother Aaron as long as he's out of bed. And then we'll be chit-chatting about the things that we may or may not fib about in public. It's Tom
and still no president.
Still no president. A new survey found that sometimes we may not be the most truthful in some social situations. About a third of us are sort of desperate to impress people, that we end up fibbing about things like our job, how much we've traveled, etc. Thoughts on that, Chad?
Well, I've been doing Tom and Laura in the Morning on the radio, filling in for Tom for like 3 years now. It's just becoming so natural.
Right? Isn't it amazing? 3 years. Here are the top five things that people have exaggerated in social situation. Number five is their love life.
That's not surprising.
All right.
How about age?
Actually, that's farther down the list. Oh. Number four is the amount of money that they make.
Okay.
Number three, the amount of exercise that they do.
Well, I'm riding bike right now. What are you talking about?
And then number one, kind of like you just did, is their job role.
Okay.
It makes me think about, and I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan. There was that.
I did watch it back in the day.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I watched it with my parents. I just love Seinfeld. It makes me think of that episode when George does the opposite of what you're supposed to do and tries to pick up a lady friend by being brutally honest about himself.
How'd that work out for him?
Well, you know, let's just listen and find out.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that you were looking in my direction.
Oh, yes, I was. You just ordered the same exact lunch as me.
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
I'm Victoria. Hi.
Seems like it worked out pretty darn well. Speaking of rich and famous, do we have a president yet, Chad?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we do. Donald Trump is the president.
Well, I mean, a new one or the same one. I'm just, you know, both are old white men who are kind of rich and famous. So anyway.
Rich and famous. And we hopefully will know soon. As we talked about earlier this morning, it sounds like the Pennsylvania votes might be counted today. But there's still, it's so close in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And it's close in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden needs at least one of those states.
Georgia. I think Georgia as well. Or are they done counting? I don't know. Luckily, I'm not the news person.
Also very close.
That's Mark Lawrence, who's coming up next, along with sports from Rob the Sports Center and AccuWeather from Steve. We'll check on our cartoon poll on social media, as well as chit-chat a little bit about a way that Wise Markets is giving thanks. It's all coming up after 8 o'clock with Tom and Lara in the morning.
And Chad. On 94KX.
I would say life does get expensive.
Meet George Jetson. His boy, Elroy.
Wait for it. Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife. Oh, she's taking the wallet. I'm lucky to be here in the studio. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We are chatting about our favorite cartoons and why not. Everybody's a little bit on edge, a little anxious, kind of waiting for the results of the election. So we thought that we would throw a silly question out there. And my goodness, Chad, have our listeners come through for us.
Yeah, and I'm glad you played that music because I was looking at the responses and there were a couple that said Jetsons, and I kind of had forgotten about the Jetsons, but I put them on my top five list. I like the Jetsons.
So did I. Another one that I forgot about, and it's been quite some time since I've seen an episode, was, hold on, I'm looking for it. Oh my goodness. Where did it go? DuckTales.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was more like a late 80s kind of early 90s cartoon, but Scrooge McDuck and it, oh my gosh, DuckTales, woo! Like I can hear the theme song of all of these cartoons that people are posting on the 94KX Facebook page, and it's just fantastic.
I was thinking about the Jetsons the other day because when you think about the world we live in, Alexas, cars that tell you if you're going off the side of the road, and all this technology, it sort of is like the Jetsons.
Well, do you know what's really interesting? Do you remember in the cartoon they had the thing that was kind of like the automatic food thing? So Rosie the robot would go over and like just automatically receive a meal out of like this conveyor belt thing in their house. Mm-hmm. We all do that though, just not in the same way. We all get meals delivered to our homes. Those meal kits are so popular right now, the home delivery, like make your own dinner kind of things, that it's kind of similar.
And we have Grubhub and DoorDash, so you just open your door and there's your food.
And you don't even have to go grocery shopping anymore. If you have an Alexa or a Google Dot, you can be like, hey, Alexa, add 3 apples, a dozen of eggs, and 2% milk to my list. And then it's on there, and literally from your phone, from the app, you can click and order your groceries.
I have seen refrigerators that have TV screens in.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's
right.
You can still watch TV while you're in the kitchen. That's futuristic, but it's not. It's here.
Well, and then isn't that there's a smart fridge now that if you're running out of something, it will notify you and then automatically add it to your list?
There you go. The problem with all of this, though, is I'm afraid we're forgetting how to think.
Actually, we are. You know what's funny?
To process all this stuff and to think ahead, we want things instantaneously, and we don't process things and we don't use our brains. Because our devices do it for us.
They do. And when Keith and I hang out with friends or family for that matter, we have this thing where somebody's like, oh my goodness, do you remember that actor? Oh, I can't think of his name. And everybody then go, don't Google it. Just wait. We actually did this at dinner the other night, Keith and I together. I was like, oh my gosh, that girl, that actress, what's her name? And he was like, oh, I know who you're talking about. And he went to pick up his phone. And I said, no, don't Google it. Don't look. Let's think about it. And literally, I kid you not, we started talking about something else. We were eating dinner at our kitchen table. And all of a sudden, he yelled out, Rachel McAdams. I was like, yes. See, you didn't need to Google it. That's who it was.
Were people sitting around being very antsy because they wanted to check their phones?
It was just Keith and I. So,
oh, okay.
I mean, and typically, yes, though. And it's really funny because in my friend group that, like the Framily, we'll call each other out. We'll be like, do not pick up your phone. Just wait. Just don't Google it. It's pretty funny.
How often do you watch a movie and something comes up that you go right away to like IMDb? Who is that? Or
yep.
I want to know about this scene or whatever.
Too often. Our cell phones are almost like an additional appendage, I swear. Sometimes you just have to put the cell phone down and maybe watch a cartoon or two. Anyway,
and if you do, yeah. We recommend the Jetsons.
We do. And apparently so do others, along with the Flintstones, Thundercats, Heckle and Jekyll, Huckleberry Hound. That was another one I hadn't thought about in a while. Thank you so much for participating. We'll check in one more time with our cartoon survey here before we finish up the show right about 9 o'clock. Coming up, of course, we will talk about a brand new kind of whiskey and Wise Markets is giving thanks. It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning.
On 94KX.
Do you know what I'm saying, Chad?
What are you saying?
I don't know. What are you saying?
Funky Comedina.
I don't know why, but that tone, that tone loc, it's catchy. It really is.
It flashed back to my college days.
There you go. So now, I actually don't know this about you. Are you a hunter? That's okay. I was just curious. No one really, well, with the exception of my cousins, no one really in my immediate family goes hunting. And I know that Tom is not a hunter, but 'tis the season. It's archery right now. I know muzzleloader. And then, of course, as we march towards Thanksgiving, we have traditional rifle
deer
season. Yeah. Yes, it is coming. I read about this, and I don't know how I feel about it. There is a distillery up in New England that has come out and it's going pretty viral. A new kind of whiskey, and it's called the Deer Slayer.
Hmm.
I clicked on it. The flavor notes of this whiskey are death and decay.
It doesn't taste like venison.
It tastes like death. I don't know. It's a durian whiskey and a durian brandy. The Deerslayer whiskey will be available with deer season. And it will taste like deer because there is actual deer in it.
Well, if they use the hides and stuff to do it, I guess that's a good use of resources.
Well, I guess so. The two individuals who came up with it, and I think hunters, if there are any listening, would appreciate this. They didn't want to let any of the deer go to waste. So they had been interested in the idea of using venison as a flavoring agent for some time. So, of course, they used smoked venison. That's what the article says. So they already had treated it and some of the hide and some of sort of the extra bits that you don't necessarily butcher up. And they used it as a flavoring agent and said that the gaminess of the venison actually lends itself as a savory complement to the sweetness of a wheat-based whiskey.
Would you try it?
I don't know.
It could be a try it Tuesday.
Oh, are you allowed to order whiskey in the mail?
I don't know.
I think we are now. It gets shipped to, wine and stuff can come to your house, but I think it gets shipped to your nearest liquor store, honestly.
And then you have to pick it up.
I know the bottle is cool and I feel like the husband would really like it. It's really neat. The logo is cool. If you have time, if you're listening, Google it. Deer flavored whiskey. It's called the Deer Slayer. The distillery is up in New Hampshire and they have some other really interesting offerings as well. I guess they're sort of into using stuff. They have one called a corpse flower and another called Eau de Musk, which uses parts of a beaver, but it's 99 proof. So they are not messing around.
The bottle is cool. I just looked it up.
Yeah, right? It's neat looking.
I think it would be worth just having it on your shelf.
It almost...
Even if you tried it and you didn't like it. It's kind of one of those conversational things. You have people come over, oh, what's that?
Right?
Oh,
and you just try it. Well, it reminds me of that Sex Panther cologne scene from Anchorman.
I saw Anchorman so long ago that I don't remember.
Really? Oh my gosh, it's pretty fantastic.
Yep, it's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
So maybe that's how you know this whiskey is good, right? It's made with bits of real deer. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Yesterday, we chatted with Beth Stark, one of the Wise Market dietitians. She talked about cranberries and grapefruits and all of the delicious things that are coming our way for Thanksgiving. Chad, I don't know what some of your holiday traditions are, but my family loves Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is good. I just wanted to say one thing. This is what was going through my head.
Okay.
During the last song.
Okay.
Wake me up when election ends.
Perfect. Perfect.
Anyway, turkey. You got to have turkey.
You do. You can have a Thanksgiving ham if you want to. And I know some families that do so. No, I think all bets are off in 2020. If you want to eat lasagna for Thanksgiving, that's cool. But always have turkey.
I went to a friend of mine's house for Thanksgiving the year that I worked at 94KX full-time, and mm-hmm. I had to work Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
His family invited me over, and they had roast beef. And I was so kind of disappointed because
No.
You didn't have turkey?
Oh, no. Well, Wise Markets knows that cooking around the holidays can be stressful and expensive. That's why they have their Healthy Bites magazine that is out and available in all Wise Market stores now. And coming up in the following weeks, they may or may not have a chance, along with us, for you to sort of make it easier come Thanksgiving time to get those groceries. Details coming in the following days, but I just wanted to hint that Wise Markets is definitely giving thanks. Specialist is one thing that I have never been described as, nor Tom, nor Chad Hirschberger. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, wrapping up what has been a really, really awesome show this morning.
Thank you.
It has been. It's been fun.
It's been fun, yeah.
Did Claire get off to school okay?
She did.
All right. You're going to have to tell Aaron tomorrow morning. It's Friday plus a flashback Friday. He needs to step up his game.
During the last couple of songs, I was thinking, oh, tomorrow's Flashback Friday. That's going to be awesome. I love Flashback Friday.
It really is a chance to dance and sing and just, you know, end the week on a high note, go a little crazy, which is always fun.
It has been a crazy week.
We always like to wrap up the show with our thought for the day. And Chad, you found one that I think is oh so appropriate, giving all the cartoon talk that we've had today.
That's right. And this is from one of the most famous cartoon characters. I'm sure that 5-year-old had to recognize this one, Popeye the Sailor Man.
Now, can you do that little, ha, ta, ta, ta. I can't even try.
No.
Where's Tom when we need him? Oh, he's so good at voices.
Yeah, I'm not good at voices. My family says I'm terrible at impressions. I can do me. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm not very good at impressions.